Hello.
Hi.
Episode 10. Take 2.
Whoop whoop.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We had planned to have some episode 10 martinis, but we discovered that the only olives we had smelled like feet.
Nasty.
Yeah, so we went to our old podcasting standby of a whiskey sour.
And
I cheered to you, and I didn't even take a sip.
That's right. I think this was the better choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a martini can be
intense,
pretty serious business. But
yeah. I mean, I'm down for it, but I think that for today, this was the right call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd also like to go back to the Marg pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah. That was...
delish.
That was good and refreshing. I don't know if we have enough tequila left for that. We just got a small bottle of tequila for that.
Right.
But, what's going on? Oh, we got crazy flame. Fire. You know, I was thinking before we get into it, I just want to say how touching it is that some people actually like listen to this thing.
Yeah. I think it's very funny.
Yeah. It's strange. Yeah, it's nice. It's funny because, like, if you look at the numbers, like, I think it's a pretty common thing. Like, the first episode has the most downloads, and I guess for, you know, somebody decided to check something out, you know, begin at the beginning, but I feel like we were still getting our sea legs in that one. It's like...
Yeah, I agree.
Both, like, our pacing, and also I had kind of forgotten, like, some of the editing techniques and stuff, so I feel like the sound quality is probably a little worse on that one and everything. Okay. So, yeah, I feel like... it's probably a good reason. It's a bit of a drop off after episode 1 because people listen to that one and then.
But it's too bad because it's not like the most accurate representation.
Right,
of
it would not be if somebody was like asking where do I begin. It would not be the one I would recommend. But whatever, who cares?
This drink tastes good right now.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's, no, we didn't have any egg whites to throw in this time.
No, good enough though.
So you got any thoughts on? Episode 10 here. Any feelings about us doing 10 of these?
No, I think it's good. I think we should keep going. And got a little like scraggy in February.
Yeah, this is the longest stretch between us doing one and even putting one out. Because the one when we were going out to the cabin that we recorded before heading out there... I meant to put out on, I meant to like set a like release date for Sunday, but then like I just clicked publish now. So it ended up just going out on the Friday morning or whatever. But then I guess we released that one we recorded out there. So that one would have come out on a Sunday night.
Right.
And then, we tried recording.
Last week.
Yeah. We started recording last week, but then we were just kind of, it wasn't happening. You were tired. We were on different wavelengths and. We aborted after, I don't know, 15 minutes or so, which I think was the right decision.
Yeah, I think so too.
It just wasn't going to happen.
And that's okay.
But we're a little more refreshed this time around.
I certainly feel better than last time.
Mm-hmm. So lots of kind of exciting things happened. For one, you got your vaccine.
I did.
Well, the first of two shots.
Yeah.
When do you go for your next one? Like a week and a half or something?
3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks.
March 20th.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a 2 week, like...
No. 3.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you a little nervous about that one when there's the potential of...
Not really. I mean, whatever. Flu-y. If I get a little bit sick, I get a little sick. It'll be annoying, but it's a weekend. It's a Saturday morning. I do work that weekend. So if anything, I would hope I could make it through work and be fine Saturday. But then like if I'm sick, then you know, only have to miss one day. And I feel like being sick for me on a Sunday is good because you're here. And then if we need a little help, then we can probably holler on somebody. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Did you have any thoughts running through your head leading up to going in there?
Who sings that song?
Like, what song?
Through my head.
You know. Oh, Tattoo?
Yeah. Anyways, what was the question?
Going in either today when you actually went for it or even just in the last little while since you've like had your dates locked in, have you had any thoughts going through your head about it?
I'm just happy to get it.
Yeah.
It's, but like, it feels a little bit, I've never put any thought into like other vaccinations. Like, it's just, you have your set schedule, and, but this is, this to me was exciting.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause it just, it's a bit, reassuring for work. Like, knock on wood, work has been pretty good lately as far as COVID cases and lack thereof.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of reassurance for me, but mostly for the people that I go see. 'Cause that's the big, like, the worst part about it all. You know, is like, if I got it and I didn't know, and then like, I go to see 9, 12, 18 houses in a day, you know?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's worse in your job because it is like a lot of seniors and stuff that you're seeing, but like, both of us have that issue of like, if one of us gets it, that's like, we both have so many contacts still, like by the nature of our work, you know, that,
I have to make one correction to what you said. I do see a lot of seniors, but I also see like just a ton of vulnerable people,
right?
Like, not the majority of senior citizens.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a little thing that always irks me, because people always think, oh, you're home care, you just go see all your elderly folks. Well,
I
didn't think
it was only elderly folks, but would you say the majority are?
It depends on... So an evening shift, yes. A day shift, no. Day shift, I would say like... I don't know. I mean, I think I'm starting to see more younger, like people my age within 10 years. A lot of 50s, some 60s. I mean, then obviously you get up there, but yeah.
I had a moment today, speaking of you saying like my age and then saying 50s, 60s, where I saw something about Chelsea Clinton's, maybe it was like 42nd or something birthday.
Oh.
And I was like, Chelsea Clinton is 42. And then I remembered, I'm 38.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it seemed so old. I'm like, it's so crazy, as if she, like, I could just remember, you know, seeing like little like Chelsea Clinton standing by her parents and stuff. And I'm just like, as if she's 42. But
I had a very similar thought today or yesterday watching Parks and Rec, how Leslie was like, blah, 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 and we're in our late 30s. And I was like, whoa. It's like, her character is like supposed to be our age. It just seemed wild to me.
Yeah. Well, I think like, I never really watched The Sopranos, but I think like in the first season of that, or first couple seasons, like I think Tony Soprano is supposed to be like in his mid 30s or something.
Oh, really?
Like,
I never watched
it. I think so. I might be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure I remember hearing somebody mention something about that, or maybe late 30s, but still, even just being in the 30s in general, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, just because you were talking about the ages of your clients.
Yeah, so got my first COVID vaccine. Get the next one in 3 weeks, and I think it's good.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Hopefully I don't, like, grow a tail in 40 years. Well, I mean, whatever. Oh, in
40 years, yeah. I mean, at that point...
Who cares, you'll have really?
bigger issues than a tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got... Next weekend is Luella's birthday. I don't know if we'll record one then or not. I guess we'll see how the weekend pans out and stuff. Yeah. I suppose we could.
Saturday we could.
Yeah.
I'm on holidays, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I'm not. That's true. Free. I mean, even if I have a, you know, a Thursday or Friday where I'm not feeling too bad, we could potentially do a weekday one too.
Uh-huh.
Since you're on holidays. Because, yeah, when we recorded that last one, I think I worked that day too, right? It was like a Friday or something, and like the one that we didn't finish.
Yeah, I think we both
did. But I somehow still had like some energy. I feel like I kind of came in like hot with a heavy topic, which was like not what you were on board for, and then it just kind of didn't. Yeah,
just not feeling it in general.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's exciting. Yeah, she's turning 3, which is crazy.
Jesus. Yeah.
Now she's says things like fail and busted.
I just don't understand. Like, I mean, she doesn't... The funniest thing to me is that she doesn't... She sometimes uses it properly, but not really.
Yeah.
I just don't understand where she heard that.
No, I know. There's nothing... I mean, it was like she went for a sleepover at your mom's and then came back.
I'm going to ask her if she watched anything like wild, but I don't think she did.
Yeah. She only said fail once, I think, but busted. She kept saying busted. Yeah. Like, busted. And then
upstairs when you were laughing, she was like, yeah. Fail, fail.
Yeah.
She's so sassy.
Yeah, but she's still sweet.
I know. I was putting her boots on her. This is the funny thing I was going to tell you. And all of a sudden, she's like, pink! And slaps me across the face. I was like, what was that? And then she goes, pink! And slaps me on the other side. And like my sister and Tom and my mom are all sitting there. And I was like, oh. I was like, what was that? What are you saying there? Spank? She's like, yeah, it's just a funny joke.
Slap you in the face?
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm like, I don't think it's very funny. Mm. And then my sister's like, not all jokes are funny. And she's like, and some are. That's my story. Man.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about?
The pressure.
The pressure of what? Parenting?
It's like listening back through the episodes. It's just a funny thing where like we'll like be like on a topic and then all of a sudden you'll be like, and what next? I'm like, okay, gotta come up with a topic real quick. Like, I like feel like haven't even quite finished like wrapping up.
I know, but I just remember before we just said that we weren't really going to talk about our kid because nobody cares. Right.
Yeah,
right?
No, I know. Like, yeah, that's why I was going to tell you the other story I had, but I figured I'll holster that for now. Yeah.
So I was trying to.
Yeah, I got you. No, it's fine. Anyway. It's funny. It's like there's multiple points if you listen through the episodes where you say, so what's next? And then I laugh because I'm just like, oh, okay, I got to figure something out. Well, mm-hmm. Here's something that we've had on our thing for a while. And I don't know, it could be kind of a bigger topic, but I don't think it's like unmanageable. And, you know, it's episode 10. So, but one thing in doing this, and telling stories and like digging into our past and stuff is we kind of encounter moments. And I can also another thing I've heard myself do in listening to it is pause and like where I'm like, I know in that moment I've thought of another story, but then I've kind of like stopped myself and been like, can I share this story? Whose story is this? Like, this is this is maybe a funny, interesting story, but there's other people involved who like, you know, for like whatever reason, like might not want that shared, or I might just not feel comfortable about what the purpose of the story in my telling is versus like how it may have affected other people or something. And it's a thing I've struggled with a lot, like kind of determining like who, I don't know, like what is your story to tell? And I think some people are just like fine with it. Like I remember listening to like some storytelling podcasts, like The Moth or Risk and stuff like that, where it's like, you know, just the very, and I mean, I guess on those, they're not naming names and stuff, which we could also do, but yeah, like just these very personal stories that will really kind of like drag other people's dirt into your own story that you're telling. I don't know. Can you relate to what I'm saying at all?
Yeah. I mean, I understand it. Definitely. I can't think of an example right now, mm-hmm. but I do know what you mean.
I remember in that there was a book you actually got for me. It was like a Michael Chabon book that was like, it was just a collection of essays. And there was one where he's talking, because him and his wife are both writers. And he was talking about how like all writing or like all storytelling is like a betrayal of some sort.
Oh.
And yeah, I just thought it was an interesting concept. But so like one, like a big thing, it's a big moment in my life. It's a heavy traumatic experience I had that I've really struggled with this around is when I was trucking and there was a big accident that happened like right next to me and that had I not reacted when I did, like could have been a part of, and like people died, you know, because of it. People I had like made eye contact with moments before as they were passing me and like waved at. And it's like, I've always felt weird telling the story of it. And it's like, well, what is the purpose of this telling? Like, is it a juicy anecdote? Is it like that, you know, for me, but it's like, how someone died, you know, like for that. Like, it's like,
I feel like it's not a, you don't think of it as a juicy anecdote.
No, and I don't.
But, and you also don't, I think it's good to talk about those kinds of things, because sure, it's the story of how, you know, that's the end of somebody's life, but that's, it's also a huge part of your life. And it is a huge, it is, I think it's definitely your story to tell, you know, like you were involved. You're just involved in a different way than the other people.
Which I've kind of come to that, and I agree. And I like, yeah, it's just something I feel like it feels necessary to like to check myself on it, like when telling it or something. I don't know. Like, it's that is sort of the conclusion that I've come to, and that it's like it was traumatic, and it's something that left a mark on me, and like, and it, and I think it is helpful to like to tell it, to be like, this happened, you know, like,
yeah,
because as you get further from experiences, they can start to feel distant, and, you know, we become different people, but those things don't necessarily leave us. Right. And like, I think it helps to like, to tell those stories again. Yeah. So, I mean, again, I guess that's a little different than like, I don't know, you know, not wanting to share something that might be kind of like a funny thing, but like, there's some, you know, questionable legal ramifications or something like that around it. Then you don't want to like rope in like other guilty parties or something, you know, like things like that. That's maybe a different kind of scenario that we might run into more in this podcast. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm rambling a little bit, but I don't know. Have you encountered that at all, or do you feel fairly comfortable?
I'm sure I've encountered it, but there's just nothing I can like pull.
I feel like in some ways you might not agree, because I guess you guys probably have your own issues, but like, I feel like in some ways your family are slightly better communicators than,
oh my God. No.
or maybe a little more.
That is a wild statement.
Maybe not better. Vocal, more vocal communicators, maybe.
Not me. Maybe to you about. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think maybe. Like, okay, I get your resistance. Mean? Yeah, I get where, like, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe you have problems in other areas, but I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like you guys in general just talk about things a little more openly. Maybe not emotions and stuff, but like you're, yeah.
Okay. If I think about a typical just like sitting around the table, like blah, 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 my family versus your family kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think with encouragement, Ray is one that will like talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all of my family is open to talking, if, you know, but like, I think we also all have a hard time with it, and none of us want to be the one to like bring it up. I think we all have like a lot that like, if, you know, if the situation is right and we've had a couple drinks, like it can really open the floodgates, you know, but in general day to day, like meetings, like it doesn't really happen too much.
Yeah. I feel like you and your sisters, I mean, your brother's out of town, but should all go up to the cabin for a night. And then, like, I could meet you up there with Lou, and Brett could come with the girls. But I feel like the three of you, and, I mean, of course, your brother, if he was in town, should have a night like that.
Yeah.
End of discussion. All right. So what next?
No, I mean, I'd 100% be open. I mean, I have fun with them. And yeah, my brother too, it would be, I think that would be nice if it could be swung, but it's like, it's not the easiest thing to pull off. I'm worried about your brand new tulips here.
Really digging them.
Yeah, they're nice, but it looked like that one was getting a little kind of
too close to the flame.
Yeah, it was kind of shriveling.
If anybody knows the trick to get tulips to open, I would love to hear it. Tulips never open for me. These ones are the most promising I think that I've ever had, but real bad luck with getting tulips to open.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I'm not your man on that that topic.
Is that right? I mean, Google might have suggestions, but I want some, like, tried and true from a reliable source. So spring is coming.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I mean, it definitely had some nice days. But this is Winnipeg, so I'm not...
Let's just... Today was crap, and every day is going to be a little bit better and sunny.
I mean, it makes a huge difference. It's funny, like, because I, you know, I have to, like, go underneath the trailers and stuff, and, like, I'm, like, usually able to, you know, just, like, get down into a squat and, like, get in and out without much trouble. And, like, just over, like, the last little while, I've been, like, kind of feeling like, oh, like, man, am I, like, just getting out of shape or, like, something, like, it's just harder. And then all, like, last week, like, I didn't have ski pants on and, like, only just kind of like, had to wear, like, a couple lighter jackets and stuff. And I was, like, able to just, like, quickly, like, jump under the trailer and, like, pop back out and stuff. And I'm, like, oh, that's why I had, yeah, like, layers and layers of clothes on. Like, that's why I'm, like, big heavy boots on. Like, instead, I just had, like, my shoes on and stuff. And I'm, like, okay, that's, like, reassuring. Like, uh-huh, my body's not just getting, like, creaky and unable to bend over and do this, you know. It's just, I mean, and also it's like cold and, yeah, you know, everything gets a little bit creakier when it's cold out. Yeah, so it's nice. It just like lifts my mood, like some of the sunny days that we've had, and just being able to like stand outside without a toucan and like feel the sun on my face and my head and stuff. And
yeah,
I've had a very like sentimental couple days. Was prompted by, I don't even know what it was. I was talking to Will, my friend Will, and he was saying something about, you know, like elementary school best friend of his. And then that just made me remember my elementary school best friend, this guy, Chris Van Mosler. And I was like, I don't know what he's been up to the last 20 years or so. And even before that, like we didn't go to the same high school. So really post junior high, we like lost touch with each other, and I would see him around here and there, but like post high school, like no idea what he'd been up to. So I just decided to look him up on Instagram, and it was just funny that like the last photo he had posted was like this overhead shot that was taken at our elementary. And then there was like two pictures he put in like one slide, like one was like the whole picture. And then like one was like kind of like zoomed in on him, and it's like, I'm right next to him. So it's like just the two of us kind of like centered in this frame. And it was just very weird. And just seeing all the other people from my elementary and like, and then I was looking for, this miter box that we can't find anywhere that somehow disappeared when we redid our mudroom. And, so I was looking through some bins in the basement, which made me stumble upon a bunch of old pictures, which also just sent me down memory lane, like just a wide range of photos too. Like there's like baby photos, childhood photos and stuff. And then, there's like photos from my grad, photos from the first time Jamil and I went to New York. And then there's like Italy photos and like my whole like Italy box. Like it's so crazy. Some of the stuff I have in there, like perfectly preserved, like museum tickets or like the, like, internet cafe little tag, like you would buy your time and then they would give you like a code that would print out. And I remember that, like the chain, the internet cafe chain, was called Easy Everything. So it was like this little orange slip with Easy Everything and then like this code on it and stuff. And it's just weird that I have all that stuff and it kind of rushes back
20 years later. Memories. Are you glad that you have it?
That you made an Italy box? Yeah. It's weird. Like it's, I kind of forget that I have all that stuff so well preserved. Like, cause I'm not in general kind of like somebody who does that kind of thing. So it's like surprising that I have all that stuff.
You're making still, me want to like, go look for my Israel photo album.
It might be in that same bin. There's a bunch of your pictures in there too.
Mm-hmm. I like that photo album. I mean, it's like ridiculous pictures, but like it's just so, it was just such a fun time.
How old were you when you went there?
21, maybe.
Was that your first time heading out? I mean, I guess your sister went at the same time, right?
Yep.
So... But I mean, so even with her there, like still no parents or anything, was that your first time like going off on like a big trip without?
The biggest for sure.
Yeah.
Like all the way to Israel. Definitely. I had gone when I was, I mean, I was young enough that I had to wear like that, like thing around my neck that's like an unaccompanied minor on the plane.
Oh yeah.
I was 12 maybe about that. Yeah. I went to Toronto and then, my uncle picked me up at the airport and I took a train to Kingston, Ontario, where my aunt lived, and ended up staying with my cousins that lived out there also, because my aunt threw her back out leaning over to swat an ant. So, and she had all this like fun stuff planned for me, like baby raccoons to take care of and stuff. So that I was pretty young. And then I think when I was in grade 4, I took a trip to Georgian Bay with a friend to her cabin, but her parents were there.
So but this was your first time like youth set free kind of, to some degree,
yeah.
I guess.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely by far like the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like how did that all play out as far as
birthright?
Yeah. Like.
Because yeah. They just want all the Jews to.
Right. No, I understand that. But I mean like how, for you, how did it play out? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Like, how did I get there? How did I qualify?
How was it, like, presented to you? Because, I mean, like, in general, your family is not super in touch with, like, you know, your Jewish heritage. Like, not, like, yeah. At least your, like, your dad, kind of, you know, like, so that was me.
Oh. Yeah, definitely not. And, I mean, if you want to get technical, I'm not actually considered Jewish because my mom's not Jewish. Mm-hmm. My dad is. But for birthright, like, they don't care. They just want you to have some Jewish blood in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they will send you to Israel to try and, you know, rah-rah Israel. Move here. We'll give you $10,000.
Yeah.
But it was rad.
Yeah.
You know,
who presented it to you?
Oh, I don't know. It's just something that was always, like...
But, like, was it, like, you and your sister were like, hey, like, we know this is something we can do. Let's go, like, look into it. You don't remember?
No.
Like, I just didn't. That's what I was kind of, like, getting at. Is like, was it something like your dad was like,
yeah, I don't know.
You guys should do this or.
I mean, I'm sure it was brought up in conversation, maybe with my cousins or I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We knew that it existed. And then we're like, hey, we'll get a free trip out of this. Let's go.
Yeah.
So we did.
Do you feel like that kind of altered the path of your life in any way?
I don't know. I mean, it did not put me in touch with my Jewish root, you know, that wasn't really a factor.
Yeah.
And isn't a factor in my life. It was amazing to go on this trip and see the things and do the things that I did. But I was also 21. So my appreciation of that kind of stuff wasn't, I mean, I appreciate, and you know, like, you know how cool and how special things are, but when you're 21 versus when you're like in your 30s, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did the independence factor like, I don't know, just like that thing.
You know,
like,
what? The birthright trip was so scheduled, right, that like the independence didn't really come into play. It was fun because we were all in a hotel sharing rooms with all these other people. Like that part was just really fun, making new friends and having a good time. But it was like, here's your schedule and here's your, like, there's guides. And it was very, like, curated trip.
Mm-hmm.
The independence came when I stayed after the trip was over, explored a little bit more of Israel with a friend that I had made that also actually lived here, and then went to Egypt and then back into Israel and then home.
Yeah.
So that was the independence factor. It was neat. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a healthy thing to leave your bubble and know that you're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it feels like in the last year, for some reason, I have thought about, or it's just come up more than it has in whatever it's been, like 20 years. Like that trip I took to Italy when I was 18. Like, it's a weird thing, like, where, you know, obviously, like, it'll come up occasionally in like conversation or something like that, but I hadn't really thought of it too much in the last little while. But for some reason it's just come up for one reason or another, and I've thought about it more. And I think like it was a really like and for the reasons you say, mostly, you know, just getting outside of your bubble, your like your friend's circle. Like, it's so easy to get trapped, especially in a smallish city like Winnipeg. You know, like, you got your friends, you got the places you go to, the things you do. It can be easy to just be like
comfortable,
just gonna get comfortable. Yeah. And like, it's good to, yeah, like, I also didn't fully appreciate, you know, the Italian culture and all the stuff like that, like, in the way I would if I was to go there now. You know, it's cool to see the Colosseum and like stuff like that. Yeah. Like, it's all, like, it's all cool. Like, it's not 18 or not, like, that's not going to be lost on you.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of stuff I just, you know, didn't really appreciate. But it's, yeah, the independence, the facing the risks, and like, just like, you know, I was a pretty sheltered kid, you know, like, I didn't, you know, that was the first time I even flew. It was like, yeah, going there. I'd never even been on an airplane before and stuff. So
it's quite the trip for the first time.
Yeah. And it was so whirlwind too, like, the lead, yeah, up to it, you know, like, it's like the girl I went to, she'd been planning it for like a year. And then she kind of like just sprung it on me, like, maybe 2 months at the most before we left. Like, I did not have a lot of time to get ready. And I was, yeah, and I was just like, well, man, this is crazy, but I'm just going to go for it, you know? And I remember she like said, yeah, like, we can stay at my friend lives out there. We can stay at her place and stuff. And then like maybe a week before we left or something like that, she like called me at work. I was working at Staples and was like, yeah, so like, I don't know, have you been like looking into hostels or like what? Because like, you know, like, I don't know where you're planning to stay when we get there.
Did she think that you weren't going to go?
Like,
after all, like,
I just think her feelings about me changed as the time, like, as we led up to it.
Yeah.
I was like annoyed at the time, but like in retrospect, I don't blame her. I think, I think maybe my book didn't deliver on my cover or something like that. Like, she got to know me, like, I think I was a...
It was fun at the beginning, and then reality was like...
Yeah, and I think I'm also, like, just, you know, like, because she worked with Jamil at Rutgers, and I would, like, come visit Jamil and stuff, and I, you know, I was, like, a tall, broad-shouldered, like, guy with, like, a transgressive sense of humor and stuff like that, and, like, I think that kind of, like, was exciting in a way that, like, you know, I was more of a, like, sensitive oddball than, like, than she expected, than, like, and I think maybe that, like, bummed her out. Like, yeah. So, I mean.
That is our title, Sensitive Oddball. 100%. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't care. I mean, we still had fun together once we were out there. Like, it was not like, I don't hold a grudge against her. I don't know what her life is now. I think last I knew, she was still out there.
Yeah, that's cool.
And like, has kids and stuff. And like, she found some Italian fella.
Italian stallion.
Yeah. but yeah, we did, like, our time together did end in like a bit of a blow up. In Florence, where we like just kind of had an argument and went our separate ways, and that was that. I didn't really speak much for the rest of our time there.
It's interesting, just like the friendships. I mean, when I stayed in Israel, I stayed with Mandy, who I met in the airport in Toronto. Like, I did not know she was from Winnipeg, and I was like, "Hey, you're from Winnipeg too." And then it was me and her and my sister, and she had dated a guy that I went to high school with, I think. And so then we just like became fast friends and like just coupled up on the trip and decided to stay. It was staying was definitely the best choice. And I remember I was working for the Occupational Rehab Group of Canada doing like in-home respite, healthcare aid kind of stuff. And I remember emailing them saying like, hey, like, they knew I was away. I took vacation. I said, I have this opportunity to stay and travel some more and add on a couple of weeks. I understand, you know, like, if I don't have a job when I come back, but it'd be really great if I did. And they're like, yeah, let us know when you're back. I was like, that is amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's great. And then it was like, tick, 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 dear mom, can I have some money? Because I'm going to stay, but I don't know how to fund myself because I'm still a child.
Yeah.
But you know what? Both of my parents were always so supportive of my traveling. Yeah. Really supportive, like either financially supportive or like would, you know, my dad took me to buy like a travel backpack and, you know, that was really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good.
The only time my mom was not supportive of something I was thinking about that would take me overseas was when I was in high school and there was like you could go work in Afghanistan at Tim Hortons and make like 50 grand in 6 months. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to do that. And you just go to Quebec and do their like basic army training and then go work at Tim Hortons. And my mom's like, no, I'm putting in my, no.
That was in high school?
Yeah, I think I was pretty close to 18.
Oh, okay.
Because I think you had to be 18.
So when was, oh, okay. So that was pre 9/11 though.
2002.
Oh, okay.
But like early 2002. Yeah.
Okay. So you were still in high school then?
I graduated in 2002.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I was kind of confused. Yeah. All right. Sorry,
it's fact-checking me, guys.
No, I'm not fact-checking you. It's just my timeline is all screwed up because I was just like, I was thinking about my, yeah, like I was just thinking about that I was in university when, on 9/11. So I wasn't like, I slept in. I wasn't like at university, but I was in university.
Yeah.
At the time. But I was in bed. My like dad came and like tried to wake me up and like, I was in such a deep sleep that I was just like, he's like, a plane flew into the World Trade Center. And I was like, oh, he's like trying to get me to wake up. And I was like, no, I'm like, whatever. Like, just ignored him. And like, didn't really hit me until a while later what it was. But we don't need to get into 9/11. I just, I don't know. Is he bringing up like, for some reason, I thought you were graduated before then. So I was like, oh, like I remember when they had, like when they put Tim Hortons in Afghanistan and it was like related to like that war. And so I was like, oh, like then what were you going for? But I guess it does make sense that you would still have been there in 2002.
Yeah. So that's the only time she's like, I support you in everything you do, but not this.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, hear your mom say she doesn't support you like in something. Oof.
Was it more Tim Hortons or Afghanistan
that she was against? But mom, I can make 50 grand. Like, that's all I cared about. That's all I saw. And she's like, I don't care. I was like, but she's like, I don't care. And then she gave me 50 grand. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I wish.
Well, that would have been crazy if you did that.
I know, right? Yeah. And I had, but you know what? This is, again, like the whole, whose story is it, I guess? This maybe can segue into one a little bit. I had a friend named Scott that was military police. He's the one that took over the lease of my Acura RSX.
Yeah.
And he went and he came back a different person. I remember going for, he was dating my friend Amy in high school. That's how I knew him. And then I remember going out for lunch with him when he came back and it was just like, whoa. Like, it was really sad.
Yeah.
He was telling me, like, about it. And just, I was like, not the same. Not the same behind his eyes anymore.
Do you know where he's at now?
Oh, I think he's still military police. I think he might be in Manitoba or Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, are you, like, Instagram friends with him or anything?
I know that at one point we were, but I don't think we are anymore. I think I was like, I don't really want to follow this, you know, like,
yeah.
So, I mean, every so often, like once a year you'd get like, hey, how's it going? Good. You? Oh, good. That's it. Hmm. But not for quite a long time.
This is like, I don't know why this is a weird thing that made me think of, but I feel like you have more ongoing conversations at all times than like, I don't like, you know, like I feel like I just don't both at my job, I don't talk to anybody. And then I also don't really like have running online conversations, whether it's through Instagram or texting.
Yeah, that stuff. Is
like
correct.
You've kind of just got that stuff on the go at all times. Whereas I'm just like, I've got a few friends that I like trade like, you know, funny things with here and there. But like, even that's like, it's not a real back and forth. But yeah. I've also had a problem with like knowing how to respond to people and stuff. Like I'm bad at replying to like emails. When I still had Facebook, I was bad at replying on that and stuff. And like when people send me Instagram messages, I never know like what warrants like a response and like what doesn't and stuff. Like the whole thing. I don't know.
I base it on how am I feeling at this exact moment. Yeah. Do I have time for this? No.
It should all be pretty simple, I think, but it's pretty anxiety inducing.
It can be. It definitely can be. I get that.
That was the worst part of like the old podcast I was doing was like, I hated having to reach out to people and like knowing how like that conversation like should go, you know, like.
See, and I feel like if we were to revisit that, then I would take a more active role in that part for you.
You already kind of did though.
Barely.
Yeah. Well, one thing that was nice that you would do that I still don't really know whether this was like, I always felt weird reaching out to, not even reaching out to, but like any of the women I had on that I didn't know. It just felt like a weird thing to be like, hey, like, you know, I come to my house and then like, and then I always felt a little weird in that, like, because sometimes you wouldn't even be there when I do the interview. Yeah. And, like, because I didn't want Duke coming into the room, I would, like, want to close the door to the room and stuff. And I'd always just be like, hey.
And it's, like, a weird little room.
I know. Like, it always made me feel weird. And I would try to be like, this is why, like, if you're not cool with it, like, we can leave the door open. You know, like, it's. So when you would be the one, like, reaching out to them, it always, like, I felt like that, like, set it up, like, okay, a bit better. This is my boyfriend. Like,
he's cool. I trust him. He will come over.
Yeah, it was always an odd. But I like, you know, I'm like, I want to highlight the voices of like, you know, creative women and stuff in the city, you know. But then at the same time, I'm like, always felt like it could come off as like a creepy proposition or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, timing aside, and like nowhere to do it aside, I feel like right now, and COVID aside, I guess, is kind of like a peak time to bring it back.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to do it.
I know you don't. But, you know, yeah, I don't know. We'll have some, I think we should have some guests. We've talked about this a little bit before. I just think it would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
If we could figure it out through Zoom or whatever, like. Think about it and give it a try, like one a month maybe.
Yeah we got to just figure this stuff out. Realistic. I mean, it's all pretty simple. I think I've got most of the stuff. Really all we need is just an SD card with more room on it,
which we probably have somewhere.
We for sure do. Because I used to be able to like record multiple interviews on the one I had and be fine, and now on this one, like, we can basically get through like 1.5 episodes. You want to pause?
Yeah.
Okay,
because I want to keep going. But
okay, quick pause. Okay, we're back.
Hi.
We both needed a little
stop. You need to go to the Wiz Palace. Parks and Recs on Netflix, if anybody doesn't know. What that's from.
I couldn't remember what that was from. So it sounded familiar.
That could be the alternative.
Wiz Palace.
Wiz Palace. Kind of a ripoff, though. I feel like, what's the other one?
Sensitive Oddball.
Sensitive Oddball is way better.
That could be my, if I ever have to do this podcast solo, if you decide to quit.
It's just you. Oh my God.
Every episode's 3 hours
Jesus.
Long.
Jesus. I think we'd lose all our listeners.
Yeah. Probably. So, yeah, the other thing I forgot when I brought up your vaccine, as far as other exciting things, is that you finished the first part of your foot care course.
Indeed.
You aced your two tests so far.
Mm-hmm.
As I knew you would. How are you feeling about that?
Feeling great, actually. I had 3 months to complete this course, and I did it in I procrastinated for 2 months and a week, maybe. I wrote the two tests the last 2 weeks apart, the end of February. You know, it was a real shock. To be honest, that's the thing, is that it was just, I've been talking about taking this for so long. And my friend was like, you know, like, it's really not that hard. And it's a good business one to get going. And in the long run, I know it's going to be great. And I'm going to do really well. And it's going to be good for our family. And the make my own hours thing is just the most appealing. I was like, I can do this. And then I just didn't. And then because I'd been talking about it for so long, I was like, hey, enough. Like, I have a hard time with that. Like, just take action. Mm-hmm. Do it. So I was like, enough is enough. Sent in my application. I signed up for it. And I was like, okay, now it starts. It was like December 1st. And I'm like, I'm going to start in the new year because whatever. And then January. But for the whole time, the whole 3 months, I always had it weighing on me. So I think that when I take the next one, I need to just go for the goal of getting it done like the first month. Like, I know I can get it done soon, but getting it done at the beginning, not leaving it to the end, which is so hard for me because that's all through like nursing school. I just left everything, but then I would just like hammer it out and ace it, you know?
Like, it never changes. Like, it's like, I know, like, all through school, the way I would like start every year, mm-hmm. like be like so organized and be like, all right, this is the year. This is the year I keep my binder organized and everything. And then it's just like 2 months in, it's just a disaster.
You know what, with this though, the thing that I think is going to be the trick is that it's 100% independent. The first, second, or third, sometimes, like, day after the course starts, you get an email being like, hey, here's all your info. Have at her. And if you need some help, like, there's, like, a student cafe, they call it. People post questions. Nobody answers. Nobody really checks it. You can email your instructor. That's it. Like, all the learning is independent. And then when you decide you're ready to write your test, you send in a request and they're like, yeah, you're booked in. So I think that the key is going to be to book my test at the beginning. So then I have a deadline. I was like, okay, I have my first test on this date and my next one on this date. And that's it. So, you know, I think that that's the only way I can do it.
Whatever you do, you're going to pull it off.
Well, and everything is a freaking 80% pass, which is super annoying. Like, when I was in nursing school, that's what it was. And I was like, yeah, just a huge keener. But now I'm like, all right, let's be realistic. Like, I just want to know about 60% of this information. I can do the job. Great. Let's go. But
at least there's not a ton of multiple choice, though. Like, I think you were saying that you were, like, disappointed.
I was. Right.
Really? I hate multiple choice. Like, I would rather have, you know.
I feel like when it's like a short and long answer, you actually have to know. You know, like, with multiple choice, there's just like, I'm like, oh yeah, and there's words to spark the answer that I can recognize.
You can get kind of like, you can kind of fuck yourself with multiple choice sometimes. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I was always good at, like, through nursing school, I was just always, it was always multiple choice. I just hammered it out.
Yeah. I always found that, like, I could kind of, if the information was in there, like, all I had to do was, like, once I kind of started working through it, it would come to me. Whereas with, like, multiple choice, I would just kind of, like, spin out a little bit, you know? Uh-huh. I mean, I always did fine. Like, that's the one thing that saved me through school was I was always just good at tests, you know? Like, I was terrible at handing assignments in late and stuff, but I always saved myself on exams. Like, I would just ace my exams and pass that way, you know?
I think that with nursing, with nursing school, a lot of the multiple choice was good because it was like really fact and science based, not like a long answer problem solving kind of thing. I mean, obviously some of our courses were like our community based courses, but when you're just doing like your acute medicine on the heart, like you don't need to come up with a long answer like you would in like an English course. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So that kind of stuff. And I'm able to see questions. Like, I'm like, that would be a good question. That would be a good question. Which is why I found this last exam. a little bit of a ripoff. Like, it just seemed like a cop-out. Like, I'm like, there was so much material where I'm like, there could be some really good questions on a test for this. And I was like, that's what you chose? Like, that's lame.
Yeah.
But whatever, fuck, I did it.
Yeah.
Done.
Exactly. Like you say, you know, you can do the job.
Who
just
cares?
Well, we're coming in on, you know, getting close to the hour mark.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we should? I feel like it's, we're at the point where starting up a new topic is probably too late for that. So do you think we should start bringing it in for a landing?
Sure. We watched Barb and Star go to Del Mar.
Right? Go to Vista Del Mar.
Go to Vista Del Mar.
Yeah.
And I have to recommend it.
Yeah, it was great.
It was so funny. I watched the trailer and I was like, I'll watch that, but I wasn't expecting to like it. I thought I was going to be annoyed and it was just going to be like stupid. Funny, but stupid. But it was like, it was so funny.
Yeah.
Stupid, but like not annoying. And
there's just not enough like good comedies like that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it just, yeah, it was such
a
relief.
Yeah. Watch it. So that's that.
Yeah, that's the recommendation.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything else to really recommend. I don't know. I think that's like the only thing I really watched.
Yeah.
Other than like Great British Bake Off.
Well, I mean, that's always a recommendation because it's nice to see like a wholesome competition.
Yeah. Yeah. We went deep on that a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then kind of like, we're like, we got to stop because then we would just like, it'd make us eat too much
sweets and stuff. It's like cake and cookies all the time.
Yeah. But then we just recently started dipping back into it.
Yeah. Don't regret it. Ready to start up the next one anytime.
Yeah. Well, the Canadian one's back on now too. It's like,
I feel like I'm happy doing like deep, like just working our way backwards through.
Yeah. It's not British. As good. The Canadian one wasn't too bad when Dan Levy was on it.
And right.
But yeah.
Not really feeling the two women that do it now.
No. And like that one guy, the guy who's like the Canadian Paul Hollywood, he's like, he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
I can't remember what his name is.
But. Me neither. I can't even picture his face.
Oh, I can.
What
does
he look like?
Oh, he's like...
What's he from?
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, he's like a... I guess he's probably a baker of some sort or something like that.
I'll have to look it up after.
Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing else I haven't read any books. haven't watched any other movies other than that. There's a bunch of movies I want to see, but we just haven't really... gotten to him.
I have another one to add to the list. I can't remember the name, but I'll find out.
Okay.
And I'm going to start a new book.
Oh, yeah. I had started a new book and was going okay on it for a bit and then kind of hit a... I had like the last few weeks, I've just been working a lot of long days that have left me pretty...
February to
pretty
me...
pretty drained.
Has been a write-off. I'm done with February.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been pretty rough. These last 2 days have been kind of nice. I got like...
Yeah.
Actually, the last 3 days, like Thursday and Friday, I got home at a decent time. I mean, Friday, it was still like just after 6 that I got home, but it still felt all right. Like, I think the fact that I just came home to an empty house, like Lou was sleeping over at your mom's and you were working at night. And
that's a special thing.
Yeah, it was kind of nice to just kind of, you know, come home and be able to relax. And then this morning too. Same thing. So it was like a much needed kind of reset. A while back you brought up me like going out to the cabin and I was like, yeah, the idea of doing that does sound very, very nice. I just, you know, I'm not feeling like I need it as much as I, you know, if you had asked me like on Wednesday, like I would have been like, yes, I very much need that. Like I need to recover. Like I was feeling some serious burnout. But just having these couple days has helped. Mm-hmm. It's lifted my spirits a little.
It's getting dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, this is like the time to reset. And like, it's just like, for me, perfect timing too. I'm done that course. Sailing right into my holidays. I don't have to go back to work till March 10th. I've got some like nice things planned. And Lou's birthday, and like I'm just ready to leave it behind and move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I'm jealous of your holidays. Sounds great.
Well, Yeah.
It's good though. I hope it plays out nicely for you.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I booked the same-ish holidays. I'm a little bummed that like the end of June wasn't available, but whatever. I can always switch shifts. That's the nice thing about only being a 0.6 is that even though I like don't have too many holidays, I get 4 weeks, but still, I can still take long stretches off. Like if I just switch like a shift or two, I can be off for 6 days. So it's, yeah, it's nice. We can make some nice holidays together this year. And
So we'll go with the email.
Yeah. Risa Chad
2018
at
gmail.com. And, you know,
episode 10
in the bag.
In the bag.
We did it. We got through it.
Cheers.
Tried to defeat us the first time. But we took a week off. We rallied.
Moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Onward and upward.
Oh, what else? We got the microphone thing. I realized when I put, because I normally in the episode description put the price at the end of it. And I definitely last episode, didn't put it in there. I think I got to go in there and edit it.
Oh, wow.
Just for uniformity, just to have them all kind of have the same format.
Why don't we put it at $8.50?
Sure. That sounds good. I don't remember what we did the last one at. Maybe back up to
$100.
No. $50.
That's last week's. We'll just, it's a dollar.
If we'd release that one.
$1.
Yeah, just take it.
Hot tip that Safeway's got tulips on sale, and I know it's Saturday now and you probably won't be hearing this till
probably Monday morning.
I guess it's on you whenever you're hearing this. Safeway may or may not still have some nice tulips on sale, and also they have some really nice made up bouquets for $15 that are quite nice for Safeway.
Go Safeway.
That's the River and Osborne location.
I don't know if I want to share this. It's not really normally my... No, I'm not going to. Never mind.
Oh, what?
I'll tell you off mic.
Okay. Suckers. Okay, let's sign out then.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Wait, is there anything else we have to... Is that it?
That's it, right?
Okay. Okay, bye.
See you next time.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.